So let's say that there's a marriage that ends in divorce. The husband makes a lot of money, and just to be clear, it doesn't have to be the husband here. The wife could play this money-making role too. But the divorce sparks something. He leaves his high-paying job to enter a seminary. Yep, that would be one of those career moves that doesn't make much sense if one is focused on the bottom line. That's the scenario playing out in New Jersey right now, where the former governor of the state, James McGreevy, is in the middle of a divorce. His wife wants some form of support, but the former governor claims that he has no earning capacity since he left the governorship after announcing his homosexuality. He says that he's entered a seminary and is now in debt. His soon-to-be ex-wife says that the ex-governor could make significant money, but has simply decided not to. The question is a simple one. What of those who decide to do God's work in the midst of a divorce proceeding or shortly thereafter? Now, you might think that it's a free country, but when there's child support or even spousal support at issue, courts will take a critical look at any spouse's career change. Let's say that the judge presiding over the divorce believes that one spouse could earn more money and isn't doing so to the detriment of the children or the former spouse. The judge could decide that a pre-divorce level of income should be imputed to the spouse. One can't usually go to work at the local fast food restaurant after being a stockbroker, for example. And don't cue the choir of angels. This applies even to those spouses who hear God's call during or after divorce proceedings. Take the admittedly somewhat unusual case of the medical doctor from Florida who warned the court that he would join a monastery if forced to pay child support. The judge signed the child support order and also ordered the man to continue his work as a medical doctor. But after 3 weeks, the man quit the medical profession, went to live in an abbey, and never took a job that paid him more than minimum wage. The court found the would-be monk criminally liable for failing to pay child support. But contrast that tale with that of the California sales executive who, after paying spousal support for 3 years, joined a monastery and took a vow of poverty. The man convinced the judge in his divorce case to change his support obligations to zero, even though his ex-wife objected. The court found that the man's desire to enter a monastery was heartfelt and wasn't simply an avoidance tactic. It refused to base spousal support on any ability to earn. What all this means is that both sides might have a prayer in the McGreevy divorce. There's no one rule that fits every scenario in these cases, judges have written. One man's calling is another man's cowering. At the same time the New York Times covered the McGreevy divorce last week, it also featured an article about a couple chasing utopia by selling off everything they own. It's a trend called voluntary simplicity. If you're happily married, that simplicity is a perfectly acceptable option. But if you're in the middle of a divorce, you might be forced to chase utopia elsewhere. I'm Amy Guida.